Blog Talk Radio.
Now, Sister Mary.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Sister Mary, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay. Her client got out of the hospital today.
Uh-huh.
And he had to be there because they had to deliver his bed, and it was something else they had to deliver. So I'm not quite sure if she's still there or not, but I take it that's where she is.
Okay.
So she had to kind of get him settled and stuff.
Okay. We will give people a couple of minutes. Sister Clara is not here yet. Sister Lorraine won't be coming, and Sister Denise is not here, Brother Gary, so we'll give people a few minutes, okay?
Okay, and Brother Miles, from May 4th, that
right.
Should be the last minute that you get.
Right, I got them, and I corrected them and sent them back to you.
Oh, okay.
So, they're signed, we just got to read them and approve them for tonight. If we get enough people here, Sister Miles is here. So,
hello.
And she was.
Shalom.
Okay, so.
Oh, shalom, Sister Miles. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, honey. Thank you for asking.
Thank you.
I have been busy with graduation. All my great nephews and nieces are graduating.
Oh, hey, amen. You got a lot of presents to buy them.
Well, you know what? They didn't want me to buy them anything. Just come to their graduation.
All right, hey, amen.
Yeah.
Well, that's good too.
Yeah.
That's good too. Did you call the sister Denise? For the loan forgiveness program?
Yes, I did. I did it. I got her answering machine,
mm-hmm.
and she said she wasn't taking calls at that time. So that was Monday, so I'm going to call her tomorrow to see if she, you know.
Okay.
And then I started having problems with my phone, too, so.
All right, amen.
I had to get that all straight down.
So this is your new number now, then?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I did send it to you, correct?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Hello, my sister from Hebrew Connect. I don't actually know your first name or last name. 480-514. You never did actually give me your name. And I have you off mute. If you want to speak, you can speak, or just say hello. All right. I guess you're still on mute, so... I'm going to leave your phone open if you want to speak. All right, so.
Is Sister Lorraine sick? She's not sick, is she?
No, she's not sick. She's stepping away. Yeah. I don't want to put any of that on the air.
I know.
All right, amen. Okay. So, let me mute this. And I'll be right back to you.
Okay.
All right, we'll give them another 2 or 3 minutes to get here. And if not, I'll go ahead. We'll go ahead and do the reading of the minutes, Sister Mary. No, Meg, I'm still muted. Okay, so I'm gonna give them another couple of minutes to get here. See if Sister Clara calls in. If we get quorum, then we'll go ahead and have the meeting. If not, we'll just keep the breeze for a minute. Now, you said you were going to try to call the lady again tomorrow or the next day, Sister Mary? Still on? Testing 1, 2, 3. Sister Mary, can you hear me? I don't know what's going on. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Are you able to hear, Sister Mary? Something, but I can't hear you. All right, I'm gonna play some music and give everybody a chance to get here. If not, we don't have enough of quorum.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like anybody else is going to make it.
No, I tried to call Sister Denise, but I think she's trying to get that her client settled in.
Okay. Right, did you receive the updated minutes?
Let me check. No, you still got April 20th up here. Our last meeting was May the 4th.
Right.
Was the 4th or the 3rd?
Hold on a minute. That's what I sent you. Just a second here. You're right. That's all I sent out. Okay, hold on. Let me resend these. I say the wrong minute, wrong thing.
Hello,
you called?
I did.
Okay, hold on. I need to approve you. Can I get a copy, please?
Brother Mal, I just talked to Sister Denise. She's still at her client's house.
Okay. I just said I did send out another minute. The phone should be starting there. Let's see. Yeah, she's there now.
Hello.
Hello, Sister Clara. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
And Sister Mary?
Yeah, Sister Mary's on the line. Sister Denise is not here. Sister Lorraine. Brother Gary's not here either. Let's see here. Were you ever able to get a hold of Sister Denise with the loan payment forgiveness?
You talking to me?
I was talking to Sister Clara at that time.
Oh.
I know you called her before, but were you ever able to get through to her?
No.
No. I got her answering machine.
Okay.
I actually was trying to get you in touch with Sister Angelica.
Sister Angelica?
Right.
Which one is she?
The one that I met in Fort Lauderdale with a common love for Yah.
Okay. Let's see here. Just a second. I'm correcting these minutes so I can send them back out. And did you not get the email, Sister Clara?
You know what? I looked again and I did receive the email.
Okay. So let me resend this back out. Did you get the email with the? Well, I guess you dropped out. Okay. So. Updated minutes are coming your way, Sister Mary, and to the group. Out, and you should have updated ones in your email. Yeah, give me a hot second. I'll be on its way now. Okay, everybody in the group, as part of the group, if you'll check your email, then you should have the updated minutes in it.
No, it hasn't came through yet.
Oh, you know what? Hold on a minute.
You on?
Yeah, I'm here. Check my phone.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, yes, I have them now.
Okay, good. If you'll review them real quick. I didn't change anything but spelling.
Well, you knew we had to change something.
Well, that's beside the point. I didn't have to add anything.
Oh boy. Our last meeting was May 4th, 2023 at 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The attendance at the meeting was Brother Miles, Sister Lorraine, Sister Denise, Sister Mary, Sister Miles. We discussed the microgreens. The order for the Whitman, Arizona fell through, and we're not going to do business with them. Margaret sales are still doing good. Brother Miles will continue at the farmer's market. Then we discuss the grant. Where's my glass? Okay. The financial manager and accountant was not in the grant. The grant will be in Brother Miles' name. YLCC will be granted later. The amount Brother Miles is asking for is $1 million. Because of the systematic racism, USDA. I got UDS. You didn't get that. Gave the Southeast and the Southwest communities a hard time to get grants. Our program will focus on Southeast and the Southwest communities. These communities are largely populated of people of color that has a difficult time getting grants. Brother Miles was focused on training, increasing finances for the Southwest the first year to improve things for the Southwest and the Southeast producers. Officers of YFCC, Brother Miles would be the director. Sister Lorraine would be the program coordinator. Well, I don't know. Sister Mary would be the program manager. Sister Denise would be the IT supporter. And Sister Clara would be the administrative assistant. YFCC would focus on water, wildlife, habitation, and helping other producers with their projects. The land will be divided into 7 sections for training, for wildlife, farming, and et cetera. Grants for water system training, electric, and housing. Rural emergency program grants. This will cover 50% finance for 1 year. After this, Brother Miles will ask for more funding if need be. We are looking to loan. A Lutheran church is interested in the microgreen. That's it.
Okay. Albert, direct from the USDA.
Yeah. Because I got the UTSA. I be typing too fast.
Come on, how fast can you type with 2 fingers?
I don't know. Can't be that much, huh?
Can't be that fast, but I don't know. I saw a manager. I had a client one time. He was a manager for Best Western. We asked him the owner, and he could get down with 2 fingers. I'm talking about. I thought he was typing with 10. Then I saw him. I'm like, good grief, Douglas, you're killing that machine with 2 fingers. Okay, so I'll make that correction here.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Corrected. We still don't have quorum. Sister Clara was on, but she fell off again. I don't know what happened. We can't really vote. We don't have enough members to vote to approve this. And so I'm going to make a motion, Sister Mary, that we table this meeting until next Thursday.
I second that.
Okay. And we'll just say we'll do that. We'll table it until next Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, what else? We do still have Feast of the New Moon Service coming up on the 20th.
Yes, I'm prepared for that.
Amen.
I am so ready.
Yeah, I look forward to it all the time myself. So New Moon on the 20th, that's going to be Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will, on Sunday the 28th, we will have Pentecost at 10 a.m. We'll have the Pentecost 2023 service.
Okay.
And I'm sure Sister Denise already knows. I will include it in the in all the outgoing emails at upcoming events during
okay.
the week. So tomorrow we got Shabbat.
Matt.
We don't really have. We don't really have. I don't have a product for tomorrow.
Okay.
So the last week when we grew for it, the big order for that market and it fell through. Those
right.
those microgreens, I sold most of them, but some of them still got to be too old, too big,
uh-huh.
so they're not sellable. And the new ones just went into the dark, so they won't be ready for this market. Won't be ready until they'll be ready midweek next week, but they won't be ready until next Friday's market.
Uh-huh.
So I will send out. I have a. I think I should include you guys in the Yes to Run Farms group that you know where I give them the update on status of the microgreens.
Right.
And what markets I'm going to be at. I think I maybe I'll add you guys in there. But then I don't have to actually update you. I can just put you in there, and you'll know the status. But we did do our first, what's that called, EBT transactions on the last market we went to.
Right.
And we had to do at least one within, I think, 120 days of receiving the machine.
Yeah, I think that's what you said.
Yeah, so we fulfilled that. And now I'm praying to Yah that, you know, the word gets out there and more people come. I have to change, look for another market outside of where I'm doing them at right now. Maybe
okay.
in South Phoenix or somewhere like that. Because it's, you know, a different population now.
Right. But I have faith in the Father that he'll work it out.
Amen. Amen. He always does.
He does.
Let's see. What else? Just as you with. The grant is still, you know, it's still out there saying that it's been received. But we still don't have a agency number. I think NRCS,
uh-huh.
who we're applying with, they would have to give it a number.
Okay.
So we still don't have an agency number assigned to it yet.
Okay.
So I check it every day. But the VA been kind of jacking me around, so been trying to catch up with paperwork with them so I can get, you know, this 100% disability from them. We're trying to.
Uh-huh.
So that's taking up a lot of time. Let's see what else. So yeah, I will still go to the market like I usually do. But you know, it'll be to hand out information and kind of save my spot there.
Okay.
But, you know, I promise that, you know, I tell them that I'll be there, then I'll be there whether I got something to sell or not. Anything else? I don't think there's anything else right now. So we will pick this meeting back up on next Thursday. I see that, you know, make sure that everybody can get here. And I did get the information from the USDA REIT program for solar panels.
Uh-huh.
But I'm finding that what they want you to be on the land, and so I would have to go up there with a generator and run it to say that we're doing whatever. It's like with anything else, the USDA does not break ground, and they don't, if you don't already have power there, they won't bring power. So I have an electric generator, and I would have to go up on the land and run it on the land and say, you know, just how much I'm using for electricity, so forth and so on. I'm looking to see if there's any other programs. programs that we might qualify up under, you know, as beginning farmers, to see if they will do that. They will build a house. Oh, I know what I was going to bring up. My last time up on the land, or the first time that I was up there, because I looked for him last time, but I didn't see him. One of the guys up there who bought 40 acres called me. He wanted to sell his. And he's put a, what they call a fifth wheel, which is like a big camper and solar. And he didn't have water on it. He's, you know, hauling water up there. But it's so remote. And he was saying, you know, he was just tired of being up there by himself. And so he called me and asked me if we wanted to buy it, buy the land from him, and it would come with all this stuff. And I think he was wanting $170K. I don't think we can afford it right now, but, you know, we'll talk about it as a group. Maybe we can put something together and purchase it, and it'll be the jumping off point, because it already has stuff on the land, the septic and the solar and that kind of stuff. So we'll talk about it. Okay, and you got quiet. I wonder if my speaker went out again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's not.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So we'll talk about it next meeting.
Okay.
See if we can come up with something. Maybe we can purchase that. Since it already has facilities on it. And we would just have to get a water carrier before they have like 200 and 300 gallon ones. And there's a well on the land. It's a public well that they're getting their water from. We can get our water from there as well, starting off.
Okay. How many acres you said this is? 20?
No, this is 40.
40.
Mm-hmm. 40 acres. So we just add it to what we have already. We use it as a jumping off point, you know, go up there and stay and start doing the stuff on the land so that when we're telling the USDA we're doing these things, we are.
Okay.
So that could be the biggest right now as far as getting grants. That seems to be the biggest roadblock.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I've talked and, you know, I carry a couple of 5-gallon buckets up there or by one of these water haulers. And, you know, just go dig a couple of rows and irrigate it with 5-gallon buckets.
Uh-huh.
And so that I can say, oh, we're irrigating the land with 5-gallon buckets. That means we're doing something. And then they would come in and say, okay, we can improve your irrigation system, so we'll put in irrigation. If it's not there or if you haven't been doing it, they won't do it. Does that make sense?
Right.
But if you've been doing something, even if you've been watering from 5-gallon buckets, then they will you know, help you put in the system. So I also want to get together with everybody who's on the board and talk about go ahead and looking into these loans so that we can just make a move. Because I'm not real confident with the USDA.
And no, well, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I put faith in the Father, but I'm still thinking that we need to get together and go ahead and look at this group loan and go ahead and proceed.
Okay.
So that will be what we will bring it up as a matter of business next week. I pray, you know, I still have faith and pray with the Most High that we get the NRCS grant for $1 million. That will go a long ways to accomplish what we want to accomplish. And if we get it, then I will finish developing the training plan, and each one of us will select a program or programs that we're going to train.
Uh-huh.
And then I will train everybody on their particular program and give them the lesson plan, and that, you know, we'll make a move toward that, toward moving onto the land and you know, taking care of that. I think we have a good proposal. And you know, we're strictly saying that, you know, for that portion of the land, we're not farming the land. We're not making a profit off of it ourselves. And it will be to promote their program.
Right.
So I can't see them having anything against that. What, you know, what we're waiting on. I checked on it, and it's still, we don't have an agency number. They received it on the 30th of April, but they haven't assigned an agency number to it. And I think I may contact them early next week, see if they can give me an update of status or whatever.
Right.
On, you know, what, why it, where it's at and why it hasn't moved forward or whatever. Anyway, go ahead, for those of you, apply for, you know, continue to call the young lady. She's busy. But call her and see if you can get through to her and submit your application for that loan forgiveness. And as I said, you don't have to be a farmer. It could have been anybody in your ancestry.
Right.
That you know, may have been turned down. All you need to do is apply.
Uh-huh.
And they will make sure that, you know, the information goes in and that you qualify.
Okay.
So with that being said, I will see you guys tomorrow for Sabbath, and we will meet again on next Thursday.
Okay.
Unless something comes up and we need to meet earlier.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Hello, my sister. Peace and blessings. And we will see everybody again on Thursday or tomorrow.
Okay.
What's that?
Okay. And shalom, Sister Miles.
Shalom.
All right.
You guys have a nice evening.
You too.
Okay, thank you. Brother and sister Miles.
Have a good one.
Peace and blessing, my sister.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.